thoughts on the team, and we'll open up the questions.
For one, we've got to give Bowman credit. That's an excellent basketball team. And congratulate those guys for the season that they had and the way that they competed. Just never gave up today. But this group of young men, what they've done over the last 3 years has been amazing. I know we didn't win a state championship their sophomore year, but we go undefeated in the regular season. And they've done what every childhood dream kid of playing basketball has done. They've won a state championship. They've won a Hall of Fame championship. They've won 3 conference championships. And what these guys have done to our community and school and the recognition that they've brought to both has totally been outstanding.
Stacey, on Monday you said you hadn't faced anything like Bowman. You had a lot of turnovers, but I thought you guys handled it for us pretty well. Do you?
Yes, I thought, especially the first half, I thought we did. And there in the third quarter, we found Colin in the corner. Some of those late turnovers, that's mental and physical fatigue. We went with 5 guys mainly tonight. Tom did come in to spot Ryan when he got scratched and played a little bit there in the first half, but when you're faced with that, you are going to turn the basketball over. And we talked about not having live turnovers. And unfortunately, some of our turnovers tonight were live, where they were able to score on the back end of it. But, for the most part, I was very pleased. What I was probably most pleased with was our rebounding. I thought we battled on the glass tonight and held them, again, for the most part, one and done. But I thought that was the big difference in the game.
Talk about the start of the game. You guys got off to an 8-2 lead, and even though they cut into it at times, they got down to 4 once in the third quarter, but it seemed like that start kind of just gave you that little bit of a cushion that you were able to maintain.
I thought they executed, our kids executed real well early against that pressure. We got wide open looks and we knocked those shots down, and we're getting stops at the other end, but it is crucial to get a good start. We knew we could get shots in the corner. We get the ball in the middle of the floor. We got good guards. We got good bigs. We would get shots in the corner. It just comes down to, are you going to knock shots down? And we did. So give these guys credit of keeping their head early and executing well. And, we talked about we can't simulate this in practice, but they knew what was coming at them. They watched film and they prepared themselves very, very well. And I thought our passing early was good.
Where I was going to go. Talk about how you prepared to face that pressure, because there isn't any way that you can duplicate that in practice.
There isn't, and we started Monday's practice off, I think, with 8 guys on the floor, and it was chaos. And we were turning it over. We were throwing it all over the gym. And the passing angles aren't there with 8 kids on the floor. But I just wanted these guys to be thrown into the fire as soon as they could. And then as the days progressed, we take a guy off the floor. And by the end of it, we were going against 5, where these guys were coming in on a positive note, knowing where the angles are. But I give our second group and our JV kids a lot of credit for this week, especially Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They worked their tail ends off to prepare these guys. And you can probably ask these guys, those 3 days, probably as hard as we've gone after it and preparing for a game.
Brian, how was that facing that pressure from your spot at point guard?
With the 8 guys defensively?
Yeah, and tonight, Bill.
Tonight's, you don't see that pressure in high school very often, actually at all, only when you play Bowman. So, they're really good at what they do, and I thought Coach prepared us extremely well, especially with those 8, 9, felt like 10 guys on the floor on defense against us in practice. And, it speaks volumes to how we went out and executed what his game plan was. So that was the biggest key, I thought.
See, you guys don't mind playing this style. Maybe a misconception. People think you want to slow it down, but you guys kind of like playing like this, don't you?
And I think that was one key that you can't slow it down against them. They're going to come out and get you. I thought there were segments, though, in the second half, especially there in the third quarter, where they were a little bit tired and weren't coming at us with those traps. But you're exactly right. We just wanted to execute with our passing to get open shots. We weren't going to pass open shots up. And you're right. I think how you beat pressure is you take pressure right back at it, and we did.
Coach, in the third quarter, there was a time when they had cut the lead down 4, and you guys going in and shot. Ball missed, and it looked like they had corralled the rebound. Ball came loose around the free throw line, kicked this kid over in the corner, and he came to 3, kicked him back up to the end. It seemed like that was that, again, where you guys just had a little bit of a push from there, where kind of kept a little bit of separation.
You agree?
Yeah, and you know, those are plays, I think, when you look back, that we've done all year, the last two or three years, where, you know, just right there, there's a loose ball as opposed to forcing a shot. We knew Colin would be in the corner because that's where he lives, in the corner, and knew he would be there open. And, you know, Colin had a great, maybe had six or seven threes a night, and we knew we had to have a game like that. We had to shoot the basketball well.
And, Colin, talk about, I mean, I was asking myself, you know, Ball State for tennis, like, you know, with the game you had tonight, I mean, talk about that. Well, you were on fire.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I am going to Ball State to play tennis. It's hard knowing that I'm not going to be able to put a basketball uniform on ever again, but it's good to know that I came out this way.
Coach, do you think you'd be able to stay in the 2-3 all night? They shoot 4 of 20 from 3. If they had been better, do you think it would have adjusted anything?
And we would have. Coming into it, we were going to play both. And that's just kind of us. We're going to always play our man if we need to throw zone out. Just tonight, we stayed with it longer. You know, we didn't think they were a great shooting basketball team. We got a couple guys that could knock shots down. But give their kids credit. Dillard still split our zone. It was getting to the rim. And that was one of the biggest things. It wasn't like we were in foul trouble. It was just keeping them out of the paint. There in the first half, I think they knocked down one perimeter shot. The rest of them were getting to the rim. So that was one of the biggest reasons why we did. But we could stay in it as well because we were rebounding out of it.
Coach, Ray had said before the game that he wanted to put Greensburg through 32 minutes of hell. And it seemed like for the first 29 of it that you guys handled it really well. That last 3 minutes seemed like it lasted about 3 hours. Was the previous 29 maybe to wore you guys to a part? You know, how did you feel down near the end? Was it a little bit tougher there at the end than what it had been the rest of the game? How was their pressure as far as?
I'll answer, then I'll let these guys who's actually going through the fire. You know, we talked a little bit before, we were going to attack their pressure. And I know that's what they want to do, is to attack us. I felt our guards, Sean's getting to the middle of the floor, that we would get high percentage shots. But facing that an entire game is a wearing effect. And I think we got caught a little bit looking up the scoreboard, protecting the lead. Put you on your heels, just, and it doesn't take anything when they're coming downhill at you. If you take one retreat dribble and pick it up, you're dead. So. But I'll let these guys answer that.
Yeah, we got a little tired. You know, we played six guys max there, and last 3 minutes felt like a very long time. And there were times where we'd look at the scoreboard and like, gosh, can this one be over? You know, their press just, they don't stop coming, and we knew that. But, you know, those last 3 minutes felt like in a very long time. But I thought we handled it well. You know, we got separated a little bit, and they got some things going, and we came back together as a team and took care of business.
Coach, I want to go back to the fact that you stayed in the zone for a minute. And you never want to let a team score, obviously. But as long as you were ahead, did you stay in that zone as much just because it was at least going to take them time to do so, as opposed to letting the pace just get that much more frenetic?
Yeah, and you know, and even in our man, we're going to gap it up and get our toes on a three-point line. But yes, if you're in a zone, you're hoping they're going to make two, three extra passes. That's killing clock. And you hope at the end of it, they're forcing a contested jump shot. But again, we were letting guys get to the rim. But I thought it was also key that we weren't fouling them on the drives. So it was successful. And, you know, looking here, I hadn't even had a chance to look at the stats, but I'm looking at our stats. This is what we've done all year. We had three guys in double figures with Sean leading us. Bryant has 8 points and 11 assists. And that's what he's done all year. And this is exactly what our team has done all year. And I'm just so pleased with these guys to continue that through a state championship game when everything's is on the table.
Sean, if you want to talk about your favorite this year, last year, if you don't have a favorite championship, what would you like to say about this year's group?
You know, I don't have a favorite. It was so different last year. I think we surprised a few people of actually getting there, and the route that we had to take last year. this year, it's hard. You know, starting with that first, well, starting with Batesville in a sectional, hard game. Then we go to Silver Creek, we only won by 10. To have that target on your back and to play the different styles of play, even in the regional, Silver Creek's going to slow it down, Evansville Memorial's going to speed it up, and we had everything thrown at us, but that's just a veteran group, and you know, they're both the same. You win a state championship, and like these guys said, my biggest fear, honestly, going into the tournament, I went into every game thinking, oh my goodness, this could be the last time I'm with these guys. I don't ever want this to end, but it's going to end tonight, but it couldn't end any better.
Sean, I've spent this week talking about a team in Shelby County, Waldron, that won a state title 10 years ago, and those guys are still just legends at the school. You guys are back-to-back titles. Do you understand the legacy you guys have left?
Thanks somewhat. I think Reno will take it for granted here for a little bit, but I think, you know, as we get older, you know, it's something we – our school's never done, and I think it's something that our community, you know, can hang their hats on and be really proud of. And I think we'll be really proud of it.
Brian, you moved in from Newcastle at the start of your sophomore year. Could you ever imagined at that point in time, you know, coming, I know you played some AAU ball with Sean, but could you ever pictured at that time that you guys ended up, what, 76-3? Two state titles back to back?
Yeah, absolutely. I thought we had a lot of talent when I moved in. I thought we had a great coach. I'm actually kind of disappointed we didn't do better than that. And but that's just the competitor in me. You know, I don't want to lose. And, you know, I sat down with Coach when I decided to move in. I sat down in his basement. And, you know, as a kid, you can have a lot of dreams, but you know, his first thing when I decided to move here is, you know, what do you want to do when you move here? And I said, well, I want to win a state championship. And after that, you know, I wanted to win another. And I'm glad I got to move here and have this experience of winning back-to-back state championships. And, you know, I'm really proud of the guys with the way they played tonight. And it's a great way to go out on top.
Sean, what was your assessment of
Wellage's
headband there he was wearing?
Well, actually, it was a free throw. When Wellage came in and he came across from me, I started laughing. And he just looked at me and shook his head. But, no, he played really well tonight. I'm proud.
And as great of a night that this is for you guys, I mean, this is the last time y'all are going to play ball together. I mean, that has to be kind of sad. I mean, we talked about that. This is the last time, Coach, you've been with them for so long. Last time you're going to coach them, I mean, bittersweet.
No, it's really sad, actually. You know, these are my best friends, and we get to go to school every day together. We get to prepare for each game, you know, and we're all going to go and move on and go to college, and a lot of us actually get to participate in the college athletics, and but I still don't think that can replace what we had here, you know, the community support that we had, and the friendships and the bonds that we will have for the rest of our lives.
Coach, talk about the crowd from Greensburg. They were getting pretty loud over there, and you kind of had that for the last 3 years out of those folks.
It's been awesome. We've talked about it before. When we go on the road, whether it be conference play or non-conference play during the season, we have the largest crowd. And I think, you know, you've talked to these guys a lot over the last 2 or 3 years. I think you can see why it's so easy to rally behind them. They're great kids with a very bright future. And I don't know if people understand, we have good talent. We have great talent. But these guys all have sacrificed. Whether it be scoring or whatever that may be, all these guys have sacrificed stuff to be a great basketball team. And you know that sounds simple. It's not. They put their egos away, and it was all about winning. It was all about taking it day to day, game to game, and it worked. So couldn't do it with all groups, but these guys, it was pretty easy.
Stacy, we threw around the word legacy this week, and the fact that I think it's 24 or 25th coach that's won two state titles in their career. We saw you start in 2002 with Southwestern. Can you believe it's here now, back to back state titles for yourself?